The homie says, you know, homosexuality is wrong. And what Lee says is, hey, listen, we're not doing a PC show. We are behind closed doors in a family situation and try to tell it as honestly as possible. The things that my father said to me because of his homophobia frightened the devil out of me. But that's what's taught in the African-American and Latino communities. What we're really trying to do is give people an opportunity to see what they're doing is painful. It's crushing someone that could be beautiful. Now, I've often said that African-American community is probably one of the biggest homophobic communities there is. And people get mad at me because I'm bringing up. That's my personal opinion. I have no research or data to support that. Just, you know, talking to gay friends. But I was talking to a gay friend 2 days ago. And he was talking about, Russ, you really need to talk. Because now they're starting to go at, he called him Miss Daniels. Now they're really starting to go at Lee Daniels. He says, why is it that whenever they show gay men, that it has to be an interracial couple?
Ah.
I never knew it was getting on that level now.
Well,
they say, oh, it's always a white guy and a black guy.
Uh-huh.
He says, nobody ever shows loving black men together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lee Daniels, what I understand, allegedly, his man is white.
Yeah. Or he might be Hispanic, but he definitely is not black.
Yeah, he's like Spanish.
Oh, okay. But he's not black.
Not
black. No, he is.
And he went on to say, and I would love to hear from some of our gay listeners, that black gay relationships, you know, the male black gay relationships don't last long. You don't see any long-term couples.
But is it that, or is it that people don't want to see that? You know how long it took for there to be a black-on-black kiss on TV and on film? Black female,
yeah,
black male?
When's the last time you've seen two black males kissing on TV?
You're not going to see it. Look how long it took to see a black man and a black woman kissing on TV. It's going to be a long time before you see that.
Tracy!
Hey, how you all doing?
All right.
Lee Daniels has put a totally different spin on it from me because I guess I'm not homophobic. When he threw his son in the garbage can and how he plays favorites between his children really irritates the hell out of me every time I watch the show.
That's what happened to him. That was a piece from his
true
life.
Story.
He said his father threw him in the trash can. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Hi, your take.
I agree with both what you and Freakers are saying. I think we're not ready as a black community. We're not ready for it. And I think regardless, this show is not worse than any of the reality TV shows or anything else. But I agree with Alfred. You are not going to see two black men kissing on TV. The world's not ready for that.
But, you know, and my friend's saying basically, you know, he's been gay all his life and he's 40. And he was like, Russ, I can count on one hand how many long-term black gay relationships that I know of, people that are involved, that have been together more than 3 years.
So what's his point to that? Is it that?
I don't know. He just says because of the upbringing, which Lee Daniels is bringing up, the homophobia, and everybody's telling you, you are different, you are wrong, you're a sinner, you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got so many people hiding.
Are they more likely to date out of their race?
What do you mean? Homeless? I think maybe so.
Because like
I don't know.
Same. Like a lot of, I see a lot of black guys and a black and a white guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good morning. Hello. What's your take?
Hey, good morning, Russ and crew. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, I thought that was a very interesting point you made, Russ, about the interracial gay couples. I mean, not that I'm looking to see it, but I remember the HBO show The Wire, the guy who was scaring everybody, robbing everybody, he was homosexual. Even his men in The Wire were also of a different race. They weren't black on black. So that was an interesting point you made.
Well, you know, it was just told to me. It's not something that, you know, I took the time to really go like, hey. But once it was brought to my attention, I started thinking about it. You may have a point here. Good morning. Hello. What's your take?
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
All right. Just fine.
This show is a reality check for a lot of people who don't want to really deal with reality. This is reality. It's for the people who don't like it. It's the fact that they can't face reality. The second thing is that a lot of the black, you have to remember how we've been brought up as black. A lot of things from the church are very hush, hush, no, no, don't do it or you're going to hell. So a lot of us who are black who might want to come out or something, old school, you know, our family would shun you. So you have to pick either your family or you're going to just live for yourself. And a lot of the people who are DL, they're living for their family and the reputation of what their family saw them as. They can't face the fact that they want to be who they are because they don't want to lose their family.
Somebody, Devoid, thanks for your comment, says, Russ Parr, not true. They had a gay black-on-black relationship on TV that came on the CW. It got canceled, but it was on. That's one.
What was the show?
But I'm talking about in real... in real life, it's like you just don't see that because of the homophobia and what's, the stigma that is placed upon it, Mm-hmm. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Russ. Yes, there's actually a show. I forgot what channel it was. It was called Noah's Ark, that show Black and Black Relationship.
Uh-huh. Okay. So we got one. All right. So that maybe that changes the argument. I don't know. Good morning. Hello.
I remember the show, but I didn't really watch it. So.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, Russ Parr. I was calling to talk to you about that homosexual conversation you had going.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, people can tell you all day long that you're going to go to hell, you're going to do this, you're going to go that. But church is filled with hypocrites all day long. I mean, you have people that are holy on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, they're out drinking, partying, clubbing. Mm-hmm. So because you choose a different lifestyle than what that person may choose, who is that person that goes to church to turn their nose up at you and say, oh, you're going to hell? Because ultimately, I was raised under the moniker, only God can judge you. And until God comes down and ultimately tells us that that's not what he wants, we only have what we can go by, which is the Bible, which is straight an interpretation of what God wants man to do. Ultimately, it cannot be defined as this is literally right. What God wants.
Well, what Lee Daniels wants is to basically put it out there and put it in your face so you guys can basically like, hey, these are people in loving relationships also.
Tweet, tweet.
Not Trying to Be Rude says, long-term black gay couples is a very rare thing. They don't know how to be in a relationship. And Dave the Dude says, gays have more political clout than black people. They already are accepted by politicians, so I don't get it. If blacks don't agree, so what?
All right. Thank you. Coming up next hour, bad hip-hop advice from Super Ken.